You know, one of the stories that has always intrigued me about Christ House was how that you saw the man on the street or in one of the clinics, and he wasn't sick enough for the hospital, but too sick to be out on the street on a cold, snowy night, and went to the phone booth and froze to death that night.
Right.
How did that spark your interest in starting Christ House?
We were over some, and I can still see this man when I envision what he looked like, what he was wearing. It was a very cold, snowy day on that day, and we were I was at the health service adjacent to this soup kitchen, and he came in. He had a coat on, just a regular coat with no shirts underneath it, and then a pair of pants and no shoes. And he was just as he was cold. He was wet, and an older gentleman. And so we kept him there during the day, got clean clothes for him and warm clothes, and then he was to go back to the shelter that night. And that night, then he froze to death. And and that was one thing that helped us know God was saying to us, you need a place. You need a place where people can come and be received. And so that's always been a special memory of how much suffering people have out on the street.